Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Ha, ha, highway for your love. Ha, 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 ha. It's Alice at 97.3. Sir and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is Friday. Tomorrow is Saturday, and it's your sixth day of the Sarah and Vinny Show. The Saturday morning special, 6 to 10 a.m., the best of what happened on the show in the past week, every Saturday morning on Alicia. Okay, hi, it's Friday. Yay!
415 says, I thought Sarah always says the best winter city is San Francisco in the summer. I think she did say that, didn't she?
Oh, is that one of my things I came up with? I think that's I want to say that's a Mark Twain thing, but okay.
No, that was, I think it was Will Rogers that said the coldest winter I ever spent was the summer in San Francisco.
Yeah. Somebody said that. I think that's the exact quote. I don't know who said it, but I'll take
it. I thought it was you.
Yes, it was me. Please stop trying to steal my quotes.
Will Rogers.
Put that down on my list of things I came up with. Anyway.
I think the list left. With all our audio, I think our list left, the audio left. It's all gone.
Everything left. Yep. It's all gone.
It is Mark Twain. Excuse me.
Yeah.
Samuel Clemens.
Yeah.
I will say this. I am stunned that Boston was named the prettiest city, best looking winter city.
Most beautiful winter setting.
Beautiful winter cities.
Yeah. I don't agree. And I don't agree. I certainly don't agree that worldwide it would be. I would think, you know, some incredible place in Germany or Switzerland would be, you know, I could see that. Some incredibly quaint European small town. Like, Boston's a CF at the best of times. Like, it's so difficult driving around that place and all the snow just piles up on the sides of the road and it's black. So filthy.
I've never been. I don't know.
Honestly, I recommend the fall. And Maddie was saying he was there in the spring and he went to a ball game at Fenway and just really enjoyed it. Winter is horrible. Where there's real winter, people who are there are like, I'm just trying to get through winter. Here, we're like, oh no, it's raining. Oh no. Oh no. Tomorrow it'll be sunny. Don't worry.
You know, as a kid, I always thought, and I still think so, I just don't go back for the holidays, but we used to always travel to New York, and the city of New York is actually really pretty
in the
winter. Oh. Like, it's wonderful in terms of just that holiday spirit, people shopping.
How's that feeling? Yes.
It's, you know, right. It's pretty.
That smell of the sweet nuts being roasted on the street.
Oh, yeah.
You can smell it everywhere.
Are those chestnuts? What are they?
No, I don't know.
Yeah, it's D's nuts. That's right. It must be D's nuts has carts everywhere. Okay.
I like that.
Look, this morning, we've had this conversation a million times about how like there's the standard, the biggies in comic book lore. There's your Supermans, your Batmans, your Spider-Mans. There's a lot of the Avengers. There's big, the Hulk, Iron Man, whatever. There's these biggies. Mm-hmm. And so every few years, They do a total reset. They, being the Hollywood studios, do a total reset, retell the story. The first one's an origin story. The second one is one nemesis. The third one is the, you know, the, I don't know, the metaverse comes into it. Like, it, we've just seen it a million times. So I read this morning, there's a new Superman and they're resetting the whole thing. It looks like it's the origin story. And I went, oh, God. And then I watched the trailer and went, I am 100% seeing this.
Mm.
It looks great.
Mm.
So, and looks very modernized, Vin. So go ahead, roll the trailer, but there's really no talking in it or anything. And so suddenly that's Superman crashing to the snowy tundra. He's not a baby. He's not in an egg either. He's just landed someplace snowy.
He's already got his uniform on.
He's got the whole outfit on.
That's where he's near the Fortress of Solitude. That's
I see.
There he is as Clark Kent. He is goofy looking. He is a guy. He is the new guy who's playing Superman. Do you have his name handy?
Alan.
No, hold on. I have it right here somewhere.
It's so weird.
His name is David Cornsweet. And so he's Superman / Clark Kent. That woman we just saw is
Lois.
Rachel Brosnahan, and that is Maisel.
Ms. Maisel.
Mrs. Maisel. Is it Marvelous Mrs. Maisel?
The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. Great show. One of the best.
So it looks great. And then I'm starting to listen to the music, and I realize it's all electric guitar. It's not the big orchestra. Turn it up. By the way, here comes his dog.
Crypto!
It begins.
Crypto. Home. Take me home.
He wants to be taken home. Boom. This looks so freaking good. We're watching it full screen right now. Lex Luthor is that guy I love. I can't think of his name.
Is that Nicholas Holt?
It's Nicholas Holt. That's got to be Lex Luthor, right?
Yeah.
And they're all calling for Superman. People are throwing stuff at it. It looks absolutely epic.
Green Lantern, Hot Girl.
Some kind of Godzilla thing happening. He loves a robot. There's crystals jutting. The buildings around Central Park are dominoing. It just looks so good.
So, very exciting for geeks. Nathan Fillion is playing Green Lantern.
Okay.
So he's going to be in it. Millie Alcock is Supergirl. She'll be in it. I mean, there's a lot going on in this. Hot Girl.
July 11th.
Isabel Merced is playing Hot Girl.
Hot Girl. Great. Take a second. I think it's the last trailer I put up today, too. So we'll be right at the top. Go to the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page and watch that. The first look I had at the Superman, though, as they're showing him kind of like, he just crashed to Earth or wherever the hell he is. And he's looking into the camera and he just looks so doofy. I'm like, no, that's not Superman. But then by the end of the trailer, I'm like, oh, that's Superman.
I had heard that they were going to have Crypto in it, and I went...
Crypto's the dog.
Yeah, that's going to be terrible. It wasn't bad.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, your thoughts on it. Did you feel
I liked what I saw, and I do... Look, I like the superhero movies. I just think they went too big with the Avengers, and we find ourselves going, well, now what do you do?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know how this will go, but he looks great as Superman... And everything I just saw looks great.
Right.
So that's available to the general public, right?
You can see that trailer. It's up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. The movie's not out until this summer. But I suddenly have something to look to besides your birthday.
It's the day after my birthday, July 11th.
Oh, you're July 10th?
Yeah. So
Are you into it?
Okay. That trailer gave me cold chills. Like, I'm so excited for this movie.
Yeah. There's even like a football scene in it. I really like it.
It's Superman is one that we got, I think, first, right?
I think so.
Who was it? I can't think of his name right now.
Christopher Reeve.
Christopher Reeve ends up doing the movie, and there were, three of them, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that was before we got any Batman movies or
of the other. I feel like you're right. I feel like that was one of the big super. But it wasn't that we didn't have like Batman on, because there was a Batman show.
No. I mean, movie-wise, I think it was Superman was the sort of the only one for a while.
Yeah.
And so I grew up kind of seeing those, even though I've never touched a comic book. ever.
Right. When I remember Tobey Maguire doing that first set of Spider-Man movies, mm-hmm. and I just saw that first one and went, oh, this is the movie I need to see. And I don't even think that was that. I think we were working together by the time that one happened. Like, and since then, there have been like, I think we're on the fourth one out from that. And maybe even the fifth, if you count like the Spider-Verse ones. Like, it's very, so I was a little bit like, ugh, you know, I am barely over the last Superman that we had. Anyway, David Cornsweet, he is, if I'm even saying his name right, he's your new Superman. Henry Cavill is out. He's aged out, man.
I didn't dislike him. I didn't dislike him either. But I think that they, unfortunately...
I didn't love what they did with the outfit and everything. They darkened him up too much. Like, he was always supposed to be that, like, pillar of light, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. But James Gunn's now in charge of the DC movies, and he had been doing some of the... He was doing the Marvel ones, right?
Yes.
He did all of the...
Guardians of the Galaxy. Yeah.
So, you know,
yeah,
it looks good.
It does look good. So take a second and take a look at it. I thought, I'm into that. And I will say, a lot of times, the person that they have playing Superman is way too unnerdy. You know, you can't just put a pair of glasses on a dude and make him look nerdy. It just doesn't, that's not how, he's all bulky in his reporter outfit.
Well, I'm not going to say this guy's not handsome because he is, but the other guy?
Henry Cavill.
Too damn like, handsome.
Don't be ridiculous, right?
He's a supermodel.
Exactly.
So he's not a Superman, he's a supermodel.
This guy, though, they actually are really able to, they changed his look quite a bit as Clark Kent. You'll see it if you go and look at the trailer. But his hair's moppy.
Mm-hmm.
They left it fluffy. They've got these dumb glasses. He's really pulling the frumpy,
the Clark
schlumpy character that, right, the newspaper guy. Like, really awkward and weird. Trying to hold his, I don't know, trying to control his own strength. And the dog is really cute. So there's that. All right. The best Christmas movies. Mm. I feel like I've had this in my folder for a little while here, and I am not going to be able to do this in January. So you can agree or disagree. This is Entertainment Weekly's list of the best Christmas movies. You want to guess what they put at the top of their list? I'm going to start at the top, and I'm going to count down.
Let me ask a question.
Please do.
Is the top movie new or old?
Old.
Okay. Is it black and white?
Yes.
Okay. Is it?
Yes, it is. It's the one you're thinking of.
I can't think of the name, though.
It's A Wonderful Life.
Yeah. I've never seen it, but I understand it's good.
Really?
Right.
It's, you know.
I just saw Home Alone like 2 years ago. Like, yeah. I'm working on it, everyone.
Honestly, I don't love It's a Wonderful Life, and it's funny.
Leave it alone.
It's funny that I just feel like, how did you ever escape that? You know what I mean? Like, growing up, there wasn't that much on TV. It would play.
You ever try to get me
down
to do things? Think. Imagine my mom.
Tried. It's true.
Like, it doesn't work out. She's. I give up. Do whatever you want.
Go. Take your skateboard and go.
No, so, Dominic, the Christmas donkey for you, Vin.
Right.
Poor lady.
So It's a Wonderful Life. They got it at number one. And it's slow. You know, it's fine. It's a fine movie. I honestly have seen it a few times, and I always think to myself, oh, this again. But Entertainment Weekly has named it the best Christmas movie of all time. It's from 1946. At number two, and I have a soft spot for this movie because my kids love this movie, A Christmas Story.
Yeah.
It's from 1983. It's the one with the little kid when he wants the airsoft
BB.
Oh, okay.
BB Red Ryder BB.
Right. It's
and the leg lamp. Isn't that from this
from
as
that.
Well? Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
He stick his tongue on a pole when his friend does it, or
they always
it
do 24 hours of that movie on Christmas Day on TBS, and that's what I keep on in the house.
Like, you just keep it on.
I watch it on repeat all Christmas
and you
Day.
Figure you catch most of it at some point over the thing.
So
yeah, it has a lot of charm. Again, I would never sit down and watch that on my own, but my kids love it. So I have a sub. This is, to me, this was the one of the ones that I looked forward to every year. It's from 1963. It's A Charlie Brown Christmas.
Okay.
And there are some like iconic things that flash through my mind when I think about this. The little tree with the three little branches and the sprinkling down of the needles, and And then all the kids singing, and it's just
Christmas time.
And that's the song. That's where that song comes from in the Peanuts universe.
It's kind of sad, but it's also it is great.
It is. It's a good one. So Charlie Brown Christmas is number 3. This is Entertainment Weekly's list of best Christmas movies. So if you're looking for something to put on with the family, you know what? I'll post this at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page, and that way you can get the, because I'm never going to get through the whole thing. At number 4, they've got Elf.
Mm.
And Elf is a great, solid Christmas movie.
I still laugh out loud every time he jumps onto the couch, over the back of the couch, onto the Christmas tree, and then goes over. Every time when they show that clip, I just laugh. And I think, boy, I'll laugh at the dumbest S every time.
Well, you do like a pratfall.
I do. Mm. And it gets me every time, that
physical
guy.
Comedy.
Yep.
That's, I think a lot of the appeal of Jim Carrey is he's just like, he's a guy who would...
You mean Will Ferrell?
No. I'm talking about like why you like, I know why you like that scene from that, but mm-hmm. I know you're a huge Jim Carrey fan, and yes. I feel like it's because so much of what he does is fully involves his, it's not just that he landed a funny line.
It's the physicality of it all.
Right. Even if it's just down to the facial expression mm-hmm. or whatever.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I like that. I like that too. So as I look at some of these, there's some classics on here, and I mentioned Charlie Brown Christmas, which I think of more as a TV special, not as a movie. And they've got How the Grinch Stole Christmas on here too, from 1966. That's at number 5. So some of these are just those specials that we all used to watch when we were kids,
from like 66,
the one from 1966, wow. Not like the one that Jim Carrey did many years later.
Well, there's a newer cartoon version that we watch a lot.
Oh yeah,
and it's voiced. I don't even know, but there is a great version, and it's super fun. I can't tell you any more than I just have.
Look for modern version Keenan, of the Grinch.
Oh, Benedict Cumberbatch voices the Grinch.
Yes, and it's Keenan from SNL is one of the characters in there. And there's even some like I want to say it's Pharrell.
Oh,
Pharrell Williams is the narrator.
Oh, funny.
And does some of the music as well. So it's
that sounds really fun.
It's excellent.
Yeah, the main theme. You're a mean one.
Yes, all that stuff is in there, but it's just a retelling of the story.
And it's animated.
It's animated.
Is it
it's
CG excellent. Or is it just regular cartoonish?
I would call that probably regular cartoonish.
Okay, little dog and everything. Still
Rashida there. Jones is also in it, and you can watch it on Peacock if you're.
We love it.
All right,
we watch it every year.
I'm going through the top movies here in this best Christmas movies list from Entertainment Weekly. So How the Grinch Stole Christmas is at number 5. Number 6 is Love Actually. And that's the one at my house that we watch it every year. It's so, I remember the first, when it first came out, because there's a porno scene in that. Actually, there's a bunch of porno scenes in that. Mm. And it's the one that they will put on television for you. That entire thread is cut out of it because it's a porno thing.
Right.
So we would always have to watch the television version of it, you know, when my kids were little. And then when they were about, I don't know, 12, we're like, F it, let's just let them watch it. Let's watch the good version of that. That is, I forget Christmas movies. Love Actually is in my top 5 movies. Wow. I love that movie.
All time movies?
Yeah.
Top 5?
Well, I mean, if I had to sit here and make up a list, I would say when people say, what movie do you love? I actually immediately think of Love Actually. And then I think of Kill Bill. I really love the Kill Bill movies. I count them as one so that they don't take up 2 spots in my top 5. and that first Iron Man. That first Iron Man movie.
These are your top 5 movies.
They're the ones that are occurring to me.
All time.
Pulp Fiction's great. Although I've seen Pulp Fiction so many times, I'm like, I don't need to see that anymore. Number 7 on this Entertainment Weekly's list of the best Christmas movies. What's something in your top 5 movies?
I honestly can't waste your time with that right now. Oh. I don't have a
nothing just
a
pops into
theater.
Your mind where you're like, oh my God.
I'd more likely be able to give you my top 5 records than off the top of my head, but it doesn't matter. That's not the point. I can't do it right
all
now
right.
for you.
Number 7 is Bad Santa from 2003. That's the one with Billy Bob Thornton, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's
is that good?
It's
really good.
Every year for me.
Yeah, I've never seen it.
It's fun.
20-something years old now.
And there's a director's cut, and it's worth finding that one and watching it because it's got some funny scenes that were cut out.
The Muppet Christmas Carol, they've got it number 8. And I don't believe I've ever seen that. Then they start getting into some of those specials. Remember the yearly ones? Every year you'd see them. Some of them are that stop motion animation, like the reindeer stuff.
Oh, I love those.
A Year Without the Year Without a Santa Claus, which I think is the Heatmeister.
Yep.
And the Ice Man, Coldmeister, whatever. That one is the one, and that's at number 9, 1974 that came out.
Their mom is Mother Nature.
I know. It's so mom. That's a good one.
Yeah, it's great.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer is number 10 from 1964. And then we get Home Alone, 1990. Trading Places, which I had no idea was a Christmas movie. Didn't know.
It is.
Yeah, well, turns out.
And I will say, forever... that Home Alone was like, you know, he's made a career out of that role.
Yep.
And then when I finally saw it, I went, you know what? It lives up to all the hype. It's spectacular.
Yes.
That I don't first know about one, the next three,
right.
But the first one.
The first absolute. One, he is just the right age. He's the cutest kid ever. He's really funny in that role. The premise is super dumb, but you're like, okay, I'm in, I'll buy it. And the two bumbling burglars.
Well, and the neighbor. I mean, I cried at that movie. There I am like, oh God, they're in the church now. And his family has been. It's good.
So you had kids when you saw that,
yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's like recently. I've seen it recently. Mm. Yep.
Home Alone's from 1990. Trading Places from 1983. The Nightmare Before Christmas.
Yay.
Which also counts as a Halloween movie.
Mm-hmm.
That is from 1993. I can't believe that's 30 years old. Like, that's hard. That feels like a newish one. Something called White Christmas. I am not sure I know that one from 1954.
Yeah, Bing Crosby. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas.
Is it? I know that song, but I don't remember there being a movie attached.
Well, there was
it.
A movie called Holiday Inn that they originally had that song in, but it has a lot of racist stuff in it. So you don't see that much anymore. Like people in blackface and it's. Oh yeah.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Let's keep it Christmassy. Miracle on 34th Street from 1947 is number 15. Then Die Hard, Scrooged, National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
I love the National Lampoon. Like we were talking about Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, and in my opinion, it doesn't stand up to the way I'd built it up in my head. National Lampoon's Vacation and Christmas Vacation both stand up in like to a rewatch. I still think they're as good as I ever thought they were.
As I'm looking at the rest of this list here, you know what's not in here is that Christmas Chronicles, the ones you guys love.
We love them,
Kurt Russell. But the Santa Claus from 1994 is in here.
That's good.
That's Tim.
That guy. Alan.
Yeah, thank you.
Oh.
And then Christmas in Connecticut, Gremlins, The Holdovers, which honestly, everyone says they love The Holdovers. I was like, I don't like that one.
Mm.
And I mean, it's touching at the end. Klaus with a K from 2019. There you go. I'll put the whole list up. And number one on this list, this is from Entertainment Weekly, was It's a Wonderful Life from 1946. If you're just joining us and you missed out on number one. Number one. All right, Vincent, what's coming up in the news?
I've got some good news after these.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
Have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
Like a feather, yeah. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. What are you all jumping up and down in your seat for?
This is my last segment for the year.
Oh, the last one for the year, Maddie. Yeah. He's got to go get his hip looked at. For hip. Thanks to Bananas at Large, and especially Redwood High School and the Jade Rose Band for sending us their Holiday Carols performance this year. We put that up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page, so go and check that out. Thanks, Bananas at Large. We used to have them on all the time.
It's pinned at the top.
All right, perfect.
Can you post... Can you post your hip? I mean, can we get a look at that thing or what? How about another thirst trap? You going to get that out there for the people?
Oh, my x-ray?
Yeah. Well, no. I mean, you know, just your hip. Like, let's see that thing.
Get a good close-up shot of the hip.
Why not?
Is it bruisey looking? Is it?
No. It looks normal.
It appears normal.
It appears normal.
That's a good thing, I would think.
Well, the bone is what's falling apart on it, so you can't see the bone.
Tell us more about that.
Let's talk about some new stuff.
All right.
Sure about that?
Yeah, you don't want to tell everyone.
You don't want to talk about my sexy femur that is chipping off and putting bone into my joint. Causing me excruciating pain
slow
in the morning.
I'm actually done with that. Okay. This really sounds terrible.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Fremont Bank Foundation kicked in $100,000 towards recent renovations at the newly reopened Sulphur Creek Nature Center in Hayward. Oh. Visit Sulphur Creek this fall and go to FremontBank.com today. Okay, so here's what's happening. I'll begin with the weather. Rain and snow are headed back to Northern California this weekend.
Wonderful.
So for today, mostly cool and dry. After today, we've got, again, rain, snow, wind, stormy conditions headed our way for days on end.
Yeah.
And then we'll get a break and then more stormy conditions. So the storm windows open. And we're going to get a string of storms rolling through. I hope that amounts to a ton of snow. We'll see. Fingers crossed.
That's what we hope for, right? We want it to take care of us this summer.
So, real quick, I'll just say there is a ton of football this weekend starting tonight, Saturday, both pro and college, and on Sunday, San Francisco at Miami. 1:30 game time. Sure, they're out of the playoff hunt. But go Niners!
Go Niners.
Go.
Still fun to watch a game.
Niners. I'm not a hoster. It's not my thing. I can't organize well enough. But I married a hoster.
That's so nice. It's great to have a hoster in the family.
She is a hoster.
Thinks of
She's
everything.
She's great at it. Mm. She loves doing it.
Mm-hmm. Hostess with mostest.
She's totally into having it. And her attitude is, the more the merrier.
No.
She loves it. We bought that giant monster truck she drives.
Yes.
Because she wants all the children's of the world in there.
Mm. She wants to be the mama with the most seats.
I'll bring all the kids. Yeah, pile them all in.
Get them in there.
What are you, nuts?
Mm-mm. How many people can you seat in that thing?
I have no idea. Because I'm not with her when she's got
50?
All the children's of the world in there.
Stack them like firewood on top and just pull a canvas strap over
you.
The top.
That's not my thing. That's her thing.
That's fun.
But anyway, as you get ready to enjoy your holidays, please remember your hostess, a host or hostess, as they are stressed out.
Yeah.
It can be very stressful to host during the holidays, and there's lots of things that they need to take care of. Tasks out the... One of the worst things that you can do, and I tend to agree, one of the worst things you can do this holiday season is show up with another person, someone they don't know about.
Right.
So the number one worst thing a guest can do is invite someone else without letting them know.
Right. Because they have laid that table.
And again,
with the specific number of people that they've invited.
The host I live with has the attitude, the more the merrier. Mm-hmm. She has these warming trays. Mm-hmm. There are like legitimate, like restaurant type things.
Sure, right. Buffet style.
She wants to break them out.
Right.
Give her a reason. But in general, she still needs a heads up on that stuff. Yeah.
However, and I think this is the reason that people do it is because they don't get immediately bitch slapped for it. When a good hostess is faced with a guest, an unexpected guest, they go, welcome, the more the merrier, because they don't want to make that person that they don't know feel bad.
Mm.
And they, even though they might want to throttle the person that they did invite, they know it's not this other person's fault.
Right.
And so they make room, they make adjustments, and they seethe about it all night and bitch to their husband about it
later
without ceasing.
On the list of things, here is the secret to being the perfect guest.
Okay.
So on top of don't bring your own invites, that's not the way that works.
Right. Is it show up and ask for an apron or bring your own apron?
The secret to being the perfect guest, the host shared that they'd appreciate help with setting the dinner table, washing the dishes, and taking out the trash.
Oh.
Those are ways you can help. I'll tell you this, because I'm always down to do my part in our house and whatever. But when Christina has her friends over, we're talking about Trina and Annalisa, and there's a few others too, but
Alicia.
They all jump in on the dishes. They all jump in on the cleanup. And man, they really knock it out. Like, they just get after it and then they're done.
Boom.
I'm always like, wow, that's great. Because I'm not going to have to be up until 11 getting rid of this, you know, dish stuff. And
right.
It's nice. If you're a guest, just the dishes alone is right. enough. Help out with
and
that.
Even if you just help pile them near the sink. Some people are like, I never do dishes while I have guests in the house. I'm not that person. I'm like, let's get this going. Let's at least get it started. Because John gets so antsy. Like, he can't have fun. And if there's dishes.
Oh, I see.
Because he thinks like if he gets too lit, then he'll wake up to them in the morning because he knows I'm not going to do them. So he'll get going with it. And I'm like, let's do it. Let's do it real quick. Put away as many as we can. Get it all done. And then he can relax and have more drinks.
So again, to repeat, the worst thing you can do is show up at someone's house with a guest you've invited.
Don't do that.
That they don't know about. Yeah. Also, help out. Your host would appreciate you helping set the dinner table, wash dishes, and take the trash out.
I would like to also say, if you're going to bring flowers, which a lot of people do, and that's fine, how nice, bring them in a vase. Because I am doing 5,000 things and now I have to stop and clear space and figure out and do and cut the bottoms and do this whole thing for your stupid
What's
flowers.
Crazy is we got a text in saying that too.
Oh.
Somebody texted in and said and the worst thing you do is bring flowers and then they have to
and
stop.
And be like, can I have a vase?
Yeah. 501, great text.
I also think that if you've asked me, can I bring something? And I've said, sure, you know, bring a covered dish or bring a salad, whatever. Make it first. Don't come to my house where I have, you know, Christmas dinner spread out and I'm in the middle of cooking 5 million things and I don't have space in the fridge and I don't have space in the oven and expect to prepare something. Don't do it at your house. Bring it to my house. That's all I ask.
Keeping in line with good guest etiquette, they say here, thank your host. Thank them.
Mm.
When you leave, say thank you. After a wonderful Christmas time, that you've celebrated wonderful in someone else's Christmas house, time. Thank them.
Yeah.
Say thank you.
That should be a no-brainer.
Well, I do think that things, especially at exit time, can get a little
chaotic,
kooky.
Yeah.
And you might not. I do this with my kids every time I pick them up from school because they're rushing to get their backpacks in. Look that person in the face and thank them. And they do. But they'll be caught up in it too. And these are just kids. But in reality, that the goodbye moment is often a little harried.
Definitely.
And so make sure you thank your host. Here are 5 gifts you can buy last minute, besides gift cards, of course.
All right. Lottery tickets.
A digital product like an online course, a streaming subscription, or even a video game.
Mm.
You can't buy someone or very few magazines are still in print, but you can get someone a magazine online.
Sure.
You can get them a subscription if they're into something.
I've gifted the New York Times game page.
There you go.
Yeah, that's fun.
an experience. Buy concert tickets, tickets to a football game, vacation, or any other future event.
Oh.
Then give a printout of the tickets in a card. Cryptocurrency.
Oh.
Bitcoin is hitting all-time highs right now. And there are new coins coming out all the time. My friend Jason.
Wow.
My friend Jason gave my kids Dogecoin.
Oh.
And I was like, what?
Oh, I used he to did? Have a lot of that.
I hope he held on to it.
Wow, what's the
well, it's right? Elon Musk's.
What do you mean? I'm just saying,
I bought a bunch of it too.
What do you mean?
I don't have it anymore.
Oh, you sold it.
I needed to sell it when I moved.
Oh.
You needed the dough.
I needed the dough.
Yikes. Anyway, cryptocurrency. Buy some of that and give that to somebody. If you can't figure out how to buy it for yourself, though, you're never going to figure out how to give it to somebody. A homemade coupon.
I wouldn't even know how to.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm talking to you because you're looking yours up right now, and I'm thinking.
Well, I got to update.
Never mind. Don't even.
App. I can't even.
A homemade coupon, like taking them to their favorite bar or getting the first round. Getting the first round or cooking them dinner from scratch. A coupon or Nook.
Oh.
Hey, this is for some.
There's a Nook coupon.
Every husband wants that. And we'll probably turn it in when you least want to, redeem it. But
really?
So,
right now while I'm cleaning the kitchen after hosting your whole family?
Yes,
fine.
Please,
right now. I really want it right now. Please, please, please. God, I hate it when you beg. All right, I'll do it.
But it's a weekday.
Oh, you just reminded me. I'm not doing it.
Here's some good news for you, which I think is really cool. Jeff Bezos's ex, Mackenzie Scott, closed out 2024 with a bang. She just announced that she gave away another $2 billion, with a B, $2 billion in donations. She's now given away over $19 billion since they split up 5 years ago.
She's probably worth more than she was when they broke up, too. Like, I don't know what it is about having money. It just keeps, flying your way. You know, you can't even give it all away.
I don't know, but I think that's really cool. You hear people say they're going to do that. She's actually doing it, giving a fortune in places that, and I think she's worked really hard to find places where it will do some good, because just putting it all in one spot, probably not the best way to get rid of it.
Right.
Anyway, that's fun.
Yeah, it is fun.
Fast fact.
You know I love fast fact. Come on.
Fast fact. The first ever text message was sent on December 3rd, 1992, and it said,
I love you.
Merry Christmas.
Oh.
The first ever text message. 92. I realize that's a long time ago, but for me, as I came up, born in,
yeah,
I sort of a little boy in the 70s, a teen in the 80s, the 90s were, I was just 20 or whatever I was.
Hitting your stride.
I was like, the 90s seemed like yesterday.
Mm.
And yet.
Well, 4 years later, after the first text message, you and I hooked up in Philly and the rest is history for us.
Yep. There are more than 100,000 Americans who have full or part-time jobs in the Christmas tree industry.
How many?
100,000 Americans.
Huh.
Working in the Christmas tree industry.
Just like working on the farms or just the seasonal help?
We cut our, I don't know if it's season. I mean, when we go and cut our tree down and when you pull in, they've got trailers which lead you to believe that people are living there during this time of the season.
As in we're here making sure no one creeps in the middle of the night and steals a tree.
I don't even know if it's that or they just are like they work all day and then they crash out and get up. And
maybe, right?
It's another day.
I'm sure these are some busy weeks.
Yeah, this is the time for them.
When you went right after Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
So was there already a lot cut or is it obvious when things are cut or you're just sort of roaming around?
There's so many trees all next to each other that we actually lose each other and you start going, hey!
Oh.
Yeah, and then
Christina goes, just listen for dad's voice and zero in
right
on that.
I got a tree over here. Where are you?
Oh.
You try to find each other. Yes.
Maddie. Important question. Did you water your tree yet?
Yes.
Okay.
No, well, hold on. Did Christina water your tree? Because I sent her a reminder to water it.
I don't know if she did or not, but I'm going to guess she did because when I poured water in this morning at 3:30, there was water in there, so I went, oh, it's not bad. I truly felt like
I texted her yesterday she didn't write me back.
She did it.
I said, can you please?
Yeah, she did it.
Can you please water the tree? Thanks. Thanks, hon.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, hon. If you plan to tip your mailman or mailwoman around Christmas time, USPS workers are allowed to accept gifts as long as they cost $20 or less. There's no official UPS policy, but they're discouraged from accepting anything. FedEx employees can accept gifts valued at $75 or less.
Whoa.
But they cannot accept cash or gift cards. Amazon drivers are allowed to accept tips, though it's not expected.
I see a different, you know, I don't have I have a regular postman, but everybody else,
Either. Yeah. They've rotate these people out, so I don't think they even
try. I want to tip the one guy that we see the most. So John actually wrote our main guy's name on the envelope, and we're like, well, that's not going to happen. We'll see if it happens or not.
Well.
Because if somebody else gets it, I'm sure they open it up to see if it's cash, and it is.
Oh. Thanks, lady.
Thanks, people I don't know at all.
Well, what are you going to do?
Nothing. What can you do?
Let's see here. Gift giving etiquette as we get ready to close out the year and head off into Christmas. Here's a couple more Christmas stories for you.
All right.
Someone just conducted a poll on holiday etiquette. Here are some fascinating results.
Oh, fascinating. Okay.
Giving a gift that has a full price tag on it, they say that is unacceptable.
Oh.
Giving a child a toy gun as a gift, kind of unacceptable now.
Mm. What if it's your own kid and they love cowboys and Indians, which everything about that sentence is wrong.
Yeah, I don't think that anybody plays that anymore, so you don't have to worry.
They call it something else. They have to.
You know what, though? I will say this. First of all, I have two daughters. So right off the bat, I was like, well, it's a different deal than I'm used to. I don't know about little girls. I didn't even have a sister. These two knuckleheads love farting and fart jokes and poop jokes.
So they're regular kids?
They're regular kids. So there's no more cowboys and Indians and guns. But man, you talk about poop and they're like, in.
What about poop?
What about?
Who has the stinkiest farts in our house? I say it's dad. I say it's mom.
My daughter walked in the other day and she's rubbing her butt on my bed. And I go, what are you doing?
Oh, God.
And she goes, I'm twerking.
Naked butt. And oh, no, my not God. Her naked butt. She's twerking?
She goes, I'm twerking. And I go, what?
Which
and she goes, just kidding. I'm farting on your bed. And then runs out.
The little one?
No, this was the older one.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, jeez.
That's way awesome. To go, Isla. I like it.
Yeah. Good job. Way to go, kid.
Don't encourage that.
Do it all day.
Yeah. But they're into it. So just so you know, they may not get to play Cowboys and Indians anymore, but farts and poop, still a thing.
Yeah. That's good to know. It's great to know. It's great to know it's not just the boys.
Joy.
Yeah.
Everyone.
I love a good fart joke. I am fully in. I am a 9-year-old when it comes to that stuff. It's so funny.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. And they say stuff. They'll frame me and be like, oh, dad farts the most in the house. And I'll be like, first of all, my wife's in the room. She's right here. Like, I don't need you framing me for farts and also doing it in front of my wife. Could you not? Yeah, but you know you are. I'm asking you not to.
Don't make the kids lie, Vinny.
But they are lying.
Don't be silly. Oh, kids don't lie. You're so silly.
Let's see here. That blows me away that Starbucks workers can accept tips. Waiters and waitresses can accept tips, but somebody who hauls your stuff, heavy stuff, up to your doorway every day, can't take a tip.
Well, also, they make 10 times the money that somebody makes for their base pay at Starbucks or as a waitress. There's a whole different minimum wage for a waitress. Well, there was when I was working as a waitress. I made $2.01 per hour plus tips.
Oh, 408 says, are Bay Area Amazon employees on strike today? I don't know why they would be.
Oh, I don't know.
There is a national strike going on.
I didn't see that anywhere. Wow. Okay.
It's not everywhere. I don't know if it's Bay Area or not.
Is it just today? Like, is it a one day thing? Because I saw five Amazon guys yesterday.
Yeah, and my Amazon guy yesterday was a delight.
Right.
Like, you know, where would you like me to put this? You put it down right there. Mm. Merry Christmas. Have a good one.
Guy he was has to like, take the great. Picture?
I don't remember any picture. Now.
There's always like a, it was delivered, here's a picture.
Let me see. I don't see this strike anywhere.
So it's warehouse workers in cities including New York, Atlanta, and San Francisco.
Warehouse workers,
part,
though.
In what the Teamsters officials are calling the largest ever strike against Amazon.
Is the warehouse, are warehouse workers the ones who load the trucks with the stuff that's going out? Is that what we're talking about here? Because that would affect everything.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God.
You know what, Amazon? Paper, you're worth a gajillion, zillion, million, zillion dollars. Can you please make it so that people, you know, don't need to strike? Just pay people. What is so hard about that, you multi-zillion dollar corporation?
Don't tell us what to do is what they're saying to, right now. To their.
You know how I could vote? By not using, I will never not use Amazon.
I know you always use it. What are you talking about?
That's what I'm saying.
Listen to this.
All right.
I go to look at the, I think I pulled up my Google News, refreshed. And I'm like, looking for the Amazon. Wicked star's ex-wife pens essay after he left her for Ariana Grande.
Yeah, it's boring. I read it this morning. Oh. I was like, honestly, it is an attention grab because she's also an actress.
And she's
like, I guess you should know me since you've been talking about me. I'm like, I haven't been talking about you at all. I feel bad for you. I've been talking about the two of them and how she's going to dump him. He's going to get his. Exactly. She is not. That is not. They might even marry because she does that. But that ain't going to last.
Poop jokes aren't my favorite, but they're a solid number two.
That's a good one.
Very well done, Texter.
All right, we're going to take a quick break when we come back. Lady Gaga, Dolly Parton, and Robert Smith. Oh, and goodbye. Hey, Maddie.
Bye.
Maddie, you're off the show. You're off the
Merry
show.
Christmas,
Merry
kid.
Christmas, Merry Christmas, everybody.
Hope you have a great one.
I will.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
Have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.